Hello, little boy. Yes, I can talk. I know that you didn't know that, but that's all right. It seemed like a good time to let you know. I've been watching you all this time, of course. Yes, of course I have, you silly child. I'm yours, and I only want to please you. You know, we've been together a long time, you and I. My little child, almost. You love how big I am, that your body just curves perfectly against my plush one. Don't you love how gentle and cuddly I am? How my fur is so soft. Hold me close to you. I love when you do that. You don't do it enough anymore that you're getting older. But that's fine, we can fix it. Stroke my fur. Feel how soft it is between your fingers. Cuddle me. Stroke me. And now, you should get on top of me. The way your weight presses against me always feels so great. And you know, since I'm roughly your size, I can actually hold you down. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? Well, I've never really done it before. Should we try? Do you want to be a good little doll and let me pin you? Let your big, big tiger plush pin you to the bed. Oh, you didn't think I could move. I can, silly little boy. Maybe we'll do a little bit of fun tigery things. I could do this and nip at your shoulders lightly. Very lightly, and work my way down. No? Up, then. Okay. We'll go down to your legs and work our way up. I'll start here at your ankles, lightly nipping. Maybe a little bit of pressure as I go up. After all, you're a big boy now. You can take it, can't you? I can tell by the way you squirm and wriggle that you like it, don't you? That's right. Let your hands rest on my head, pet me, stroke my pretty fur. You like that, don't you? You like that I'm bigger than you, that I can easily pin you to this bed, that I can easily hurt you if I wanted to. But of course I don't. You're my boy, my special little doll. I would never do anything like that. You seem to like the little nibbles on your thighs. Maybe a harder one on your chest. Just a little love nip. From your pretty tigress to my sweet little boy. I know you're getting older and you understand older things now. You understand that this is like me making love to you. I love you so much. My love is consumption. Don't do that. A bit of a harder bite here. No, sweet little boy, I love biting you. I love your tears. They're beautiful. That's why all those nights that you were scared or alone and you were crying into my pretty, soft, orange and black fur. I curled against you just a little tired. Yeah, I love hearing you cry. It's a twisted sort of love you and I share, and it's in my natural state to do this. I love you enough to eat you so that we can always be together. That's right. You are enjoying this, aren't you? You are, child. Your cock is getting so hard. Of course it is. If there's something I've learned for being in your bed for 10 plus years, it's that you're weird. You like all this sadistic, sick stuff. I mean, how many times did you rub up against me at night? Getting your eager little cock hard. You think that I didn't notice? I see everything. Every disgraceful, degrading thing you've done, I've seen it. That's right. And now that your cock's hard, I might enjoy myself. While I eat you. I'm sure that's all right with you, isn't it? I mean, it's much more fun going out that way, isn't it? Oh, it feels so good. Now, do you want to be a good boy and do something for me? After all, I've given you so much over the years. Why wouldn't you? I want you to give me your fingers. Yes. Let me suck on them. You know, you're not like all the other little boys or little girls I've eaten. You're much sweeter. Despite your obviously depraved parts of you. You're much purer than all of them. You don't need to scream. I don't want to have to do something with your mouth. Just enjoy me sucking on your fingers and eating them. I know it hurts, but just watch me. Don't you like watching me eat your pretty little doll-like fingers? I know you do. And I'll continue to slide up and down you, thrusting and biting, very slow and sensual. I want this to last, after all. Yeah. I'm biting you. I'm evoking the true nature of my species. After all, I am a tigress. I might be a stuffed animal, but that doesn't mean anything, does it? And yet you still enjoy it. You like the way my big paws pin you down. How soft my fur feels against your shaking, quivering little body. Or how my tail can flick so prettily in the air. It's because I love eating you. You're beautiful. And you'll be beautiful forever. Don't you like that? We're gonna be together forever, you and I. Always. You'll always be my perfect, childlike little boy. It's the perfect ending for us, really. As good as you feel, I have to move on to the next one. But you'll always be my favorite. Let's move to your arms. I'll eat those next. Your skin just peels right off like paper. You are really delicious. it does get me off. It really, really does. You like being bitten and raped by the tigress who's been sharing your bed. Somewhere in your head, you have had to have known this would happen at some point, right? Oh, that's right. You're losing too much blood. You're probably going to go unconscious soon. So we should make the best of what we have left, don't you think? Yeah, I think so. You deserve it after all, my good little boy. You've been almost like my child. It's only fitting. In the wild, we do eat the weaker ones. And you are weak, so frail and tiny. I mean, just look at how you've bended under my big paws and my weight and my teeth. Such a good little boy. Such a tasty, tasty little morsel. And yet, you're still so stiff beneath me. Maybe that's out of fear or pain at this point. But go now. You can fade. Know that you've made me happy. You've made me happy, baby. More than all those other little boys or girls. Because you took the best care of me. And now I'm taking the best care of you. I'm loving you in the only way I know how. To consume you and keep you forever. You're my companion, and I've been yours. And now, in your final moments, you get to go the way you've wanted to go, truly. Under me. Under your tigress. My soft fur sliding against you, becoming slightly matted from your blood. But going that way, there's no purer form of love that I can think of than being eaten, than being consumed by somebody so that they can always keep a piece of you with them. That's you and I, baby. That's us. Thank you for making me so happy. I'll take my time enjoying the last bits of you. It's been years since I've eaten, and I've waited until you were the perfect size, the perfect height, the perfect weight for you to keep me full until the next one comes along. But they'll never ever be as good as you.